Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Tree sitter dies defending Ramsey Gulch ecosystem. A forest activist who fell while tree-sitting near Corralitos, California, has died from injuries sustained on Tuesday, October 8th. Robert Bryan, known in the woods by the name Naya, had just arrived in Santa Cruz from Arcata, California, the day before. He was eager to go to the forest and defend against logging that would harm steelhead trout in the southern end of the coastal redwood forest. He was found Tuesday night by employees of Redwood Empire at the base of Esperanza, the tree he had been sitting in for about 12 hours. Santa Cruz Earth First is deeply saddened by this tragic event. We never like to lose an activist, said Dennis Davey, a spokesperson for the local Earth First group. We're pretty much in shock and trying to decide what to do, said Tim Ward, an activist with Santa Cruz Earth First. Ward said Naya was in his mid-20s and had recently come to Santa Cruz. Naya was homeless, Ward said, before deciding to join a tree-sit protest against Redwood Empire, a San Jose-based firm now logging the approximately 50-acre site. Naya was alone in the tree, meaning no one can say exactly what went wrong. He had a walkie-talkie and cell phone and was on a perch built prior to his ascent. He apparently made no calls indicating trouble. Loggers found him about 6:30 p.m. Tuesday evening after hearing moaning sounds near the base of a large redwood. They said he was not wearing a harness. He was conscious and breathing, they said, and told them he was in pain from a compound fracture in his arm and injuries to his leg. David Van Lennep of Redwood Empire, who went to the scene and saw the man on the ground, said loggers had stabilized him, held his hand, and did what they could. He was lucid. I was surprised that he did well after the fall, and I expected him to pull through. Van Lennep said the man was able to answer questions about his condition even while wearing an oxygen mask supplied by the rescue workers. Their efforts to save him, however, were hampered by the rugged terrain. He had to be carried first to a four-wheel drive rescue vehicle, driven several miles to a gravel road, transferred to an ambulance, and then transferred to a medical helicopter. He was flown to Valley Medical Center in San Jose, California, where he was pronounced dead shortly after arrival. Naya was part of a protest against what Earth First considers to be erosion-promoting non-sustainable logging in a watershed that supports trout and steelhead. The location of the tree sit, the Ramsey II timber harvest plant in southern Santa Cruz County near Corralitos, is opposed by many local environmentalists, federal, state, and county agencies. Santa Cruz Earth First has been actively defending Ramsey Gulch and nearby Gamecock Canyon for almost 7 years. The tree sits in Ramsey 2 THP were established almost 2 months ago in the area where logging is now going on. From 15 to 20 activists took turns occupying four trees named Esperanza, Free, Critter, and Fresco as loggers worked around the protesters. Spokesperson Davey said he acknowledged that tree sitting is dangerous and that there is a heroic nature to putting one's body on the line to protect the natural world, but he said all Earth First protesters, including Naya, were given training on how to remain safe and healthy. Davey said Naya came to Santa Cruz Earth First saying he had rock climbing experience. After several hours of scrutiny, the group determined he was capable of climbing the tree and given some additional training on the ground before going up. A public memorial gathering for Naya will be held on October 19th at a location to be announced. In tomorrow's edition of Earth First Radio News, we'll go into more detail about Ramsey Gulch and Redwood Empire and the logging conflict that continues to plague the southern end of Redwood Country. Contributors to this story were Uncle Dennis with Earth First Radio, Angela Watercutter, Associated Press, Dan White, Santa Cruz Sentinel, Ken McLaughlin, San Jose Mercury News, and Maria Alicia Gara of the San Francisco Chronicle. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Don't come by, see the friends.